This happens in situations of protests and riots, and many times the heat destroys the tarmac. Now, according to the road bill, if convicted for such an offense, you could face a jail term or pay a hefty fine.
Places on a public road, any substance that can damage a public road, bridge, ferry or pontoon, commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding 10,000 currency points or imprisonment not exceeding 5 years, or both.
Works State Minister General Katumba Wamala told journalists that the bill is also meant to curb what he referred to as road nuisance.
E.g. piling of dust, silt, wet sand, movement of animals, and destruction of ornamental trees on the road reserves. All these will attract a penalty.
But most importantly, the bill will enable the ministry raise revenue to maintain and help in construction of other roads.
Road tolls have been introduced as an off-budget source of financing for road infrastructure development and maintenance. The current law does not provide for this. This is why you have been enjoying the expressway Entebbe expressway without paying.
He says one of the controversial components of the bill, the one about road reserves, was resolved.
I said if you encroach on the road reserve, it's at your own peril, it's at your own risk, because when we come to expand our road, we shall just remove your structure. Some of these, the road reserves, we are proposing that we have trees and ornamental flowers planted so that they can also not only add beauty, but also be able to preserve our environment. And this we are going to do by increasing the current width of road reserve from 15 meters up to a maximum of 40 meters from the road center line.
The bill, which was passed by Parliament last Thursday, will become law once the president assents to it. Walter Mwesije, NTV.